This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. If you heard our show yesterday, which of course you did, Sabri talked about inflation at the consumer level. Today, another look at prices, this time at the wholesale level, what suppliers actually pay, also known as the Producer Price Index. In March, prices for suppliers rose 11.2% from last year. That is the largest gain on record. Just another sign that the Federal Reserve will most likely, most definitely, raise interest rates again. So today, we ask the question, how high must interest rates go to tame inflation? Sabri Benisher has that one.
There's an idea out there in monetary policy world for how to raise interest rates to beat inflation.
That's the so-called Taylor principle.
Marcus Brunemeyer is a professor of economics at Princeton. The idea is that for every percentage point of inflation, you raise interest rates by a percentage point or more.
So if I were to have to do the Taylor principle now, I have to increase the nominal interest rate by more than 8%.
8%. Think about how high that is, how much that would drive up mortgages, car loans, credit card bills, other loans. That would just be
way too dramatic.
Now, the reason the Fed won't go that far is because this isn't your traditional run-of-the-mill inflation with run-of-the-mill cures. Energy prices, which surged after Russia invaded Ukraine, seem to be coming back down. Supply chain problems are improving. Wage growth has stopped accelerating as people stream into the labor force, says Jim Paulson, chief investment strategist with the Luthold Group.
Since the end of October, last 5 months, the U.S. labor force now has grown at a 4.2% annualized pace. It's exploding upward.
Some analysts believe we have reached peak inflation. Core inflation, that's not counting food and energy, was lower than expected yesterday. Stephen Cicchetti is professor at Brandeis International Business School. He says inflation is going to come back down on its own, but not all the way.
Trend inflation is probably running in the range of 4% for sure. And that's likely to be pretty persistent.
Which means the Fed may have to raise interest rates to 4 or 5%.
There are no instances in the record where inflation came down without interest rates being above inflation.
Even if some parts of inflation are going away sooner, the Fed still has to do battle with rising rents and food. It also has to do battle with our expectations. When people or companies expect inflation, they just start raising prices because they expect prices to rise. And after month after month after month of high inflation numbers, our expectations have already risen.
The Michigan Inflation Expectation Survey is running around 5%. So that's a reason to be concerned. You've got to get that, you have to get that back down.
So one of the big things the Fed has to change is our minds. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.